واذكر عبدنا أيوب إذ نادى ربه أني مسني الشيطان بنصب وعذاب. In the previous ayat, the instances of Dawood alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam were mentioned. These were also very great Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and their test was in the ni'mat of Allah, and they passed those tests by making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Now Allah Ta'ala mentions the instance of Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam, who was also a very great Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala tested him in masaib, in difficulties and hardship, and he also passed this test by making sabr. And both these conditions are necessary for us. Whenever any ni'mat of Allah comes into us, we must not become boastful and arrogant and think we did it, but we must make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And if difficult conditions come, then that is the time to make sabr. This is how a person passes his whole life. And sabr and shukr are required all the time. When Allah blesses us with His obedience, ibadat, etc., then also we must make shukr. And when we are tested with temptations of guna, etc., anger, all the wrong things, then we must make sabr. So these two things are required, and they must go hand in hand all along. In that way a person becomes successful. وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا أَيُّوبُ اور یاد کر ہمارے بندے ایوب کو. And Allah says, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, directly, and the whole ummah all the time, remember also Ayyub alayhi salam and the great things that are related and associated with him, and take great lessons from there. اِتْنَادَ رَبَّهُ جَبْ اُسْنِ پُکَارَ اپنے رَبْ کو. When he called upon Allah Ta'ala. And this was that Allah Ta'ala had inflicted him with the various types of illnesses and diseases. He had all sores on his body, blisters everywhere, and pus used to flow from it, and even a little worms used to come out from there. For about 18, 19 years he carried on in this condition. And then his family also all left him, his followers left him, only his wife remained loyal, and she was making his khidmat in this condition when nobody wanted to even come near him. And he was in fact taken out from his house, and he was left in just one place, and only his wife wished to tend to him. He lost all his wealth also, he was a wealthy Nabi also, everything he lost. And when all these hard conditions came onto him, then at one time, أَنِّي مَسَّنِّيَ الشَّيْطَانِ بِنُسْمِيُوا وَعَذَابِ کہ مجھ کو لگا دی شیطان نے ایزہ اور تکلیف. That شیطان now, after this 18, 19 years of my suffering, he has caused me great harm. That is when he called on Allah for shifa. And what was this? That when he was suffering like this for so long, shaitan came in a human form, in the form of a doctor, and told his wife that I will treat your husband and I guarantee he will come right. And I don't want any money for it, any pay for it also. The only thing I want is you must tell him that you gave shifa. And this is how shaitan had come and destroyed many people through women. Even Hawa alayhi salam, shaitan came through her, and through her he made Adam alayhi salatu wasalam also eat of the forbidden fruit. And till today the children of Adam are suffering the consequences. They came in this world. And similarly here, what Hawa alayhi, what the wife of Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he went through her. But Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam became, immediately he realized this is shaitan and he wants to mislead me. So this is what shaitan, at this time Ayyub alayhi salam made dua to Allah that shaitan wants to destroy my iman also. Now he has come to this extent that he wants to snatch away my iman. Now please help me, now take me out of my difficulty. I don't want shaitan also to hope that he can mislead hit me and my wife also. So then Allah Ta'ala gave this command, Urkud bi rijlik, laat maar apne paon se, hit with your legs. Just like Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam kicked his legs and Zamzam came in existence. Like that Allah Ta'ala told Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam and a fountain of water came from there. And Allah Ta'ala told him, Hada mukhtasalum baridun wa sharab. Ye chashma nikla nahane ko thanda aur peene ko. This is a fountain that has come from where you can take that water and bath and you will get well. And also it is cold water for you to drink also. Very pure, healthy water in which Allah had kept medicine. So here we learn, when we don't fall for the temptations of shaitan, Allah immediately gives us an alternative. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had to slaughter his son. He did his work as he was supposed to, but Allah gave him the alternative and gave him a ram to slaughter. So this is the system of Allah Ta'ala. When we don't fall prey to the temptations of shaitan, then Allah Ta'ala gives us a much, much more superior thing. And yeah, also all shaitan wanted that his wife must become a testimonial, that she comes and says, I helped him out. I saved him and took him out of all his misery and difficulty. That is all what shaitan wanted. But there was a loss of iman in that. So Allah Ta'ala instead gave him this water from which he got healthy immediately. He took a bath, and Allah Ta'ala, as Allah says, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ أَخْلَهُ اور بخشے ہم نے اس کو اس کے گھر والے. We gave him his family back again. Everything, we reinstated everything. وَمِثْلَهُمْ اور ان کے برابر, and double the amount. Better than what he was before. This is also Allah's system. A test will come on a person, but when a person remains steadfast, Allah will give him more than what he had before also. And from the wrong ways that he could have earned, whether it is through haram earnings of interest or any other haram ways, when a person abstains and keeps away, a period of test and trial will come. But after that, Allah will give him much more than what he could ever imagine in that haram and in that wrong way. وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ رَحْمَةً مِنَّا اپنی طرف کی مہربانی. And this is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. وَذِكْرَ لِأُولِ الْأَلْبَابِ اور یاد رکھنے کو عقل والوں کے. And those who have got brains to take a lesson from here. But if our brains are plundered and there are no brains left, then these things do not make sense to us. And what is brains? To have iman. When a person realizes the qudrat of Allah and he has got tawakkul, trust in Allah, then these people benefit from this. But people who are slaves of dunya, who are slaves of numbers, who are slaves of calculations, these things don't make sense to them. They are not amongst the intelligent. They are not amongst the people of iman. وَخُذْ بِيَدِكَ ضِخْطًا اور پکر اپنے ہاتھ میں سینگوں کا مٹھا. And also when his wife had told him that all shaitan only wants me to say that I gave you shifa, that I was the cause of it, that then Ayyub alayhi salam became very upset and angry at that time. It was no guna of hers, she just related the matter. But immediately he took a qasam and he said, I will give you 100 lashes, because how could you even think of this thing, even that you are mentioning it to me. In that also we should learn, there are many things or in adab we don't even mention it to our superiors. But so people who are still here, who are still not seasoned, who are not proficient, they go and mention everything and they cause hurt to their superiors. So yeah, she mentioned this and Ayyub alayhi salam became upset and said, I will give you 100 lashes for this. When she got better, Allah Ta'ala also knows that it wasn't her fault. and weakness of woman, she mentioned it. So Allah gave an alternative for the 100 lashes. And this is what is called in the jurisprudence of Islam as hila. And there are many instances of hila also. Like Yusuf Ali Salatu Wasalam wanted to keep his brother Binyamin by him. Now it was not legal for him. He had no cause that he could have kept him behind. So Allah showed him a hila, and this is from Allah Ta'ala. وَكَذَلِكَ كِدْنَا لِيُوسُفْ. We made this hila, this cage for Yusuf alayhi salam. And that was that he had planned that an expensive utensil must be put in the baggage of his brother Binyamin. That was done. And when they were leaving, then the announcement was made that this very expensive utensil is missing. And you people were staying in that mehman khana, in the guest, royal guest house. You are first suspects of this. They said, we did not steal it. They say, we will then search you. And if we find it, what is the punishment? Allah made it. They themselves said, according to the Shariat of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the punishment is that by who it is found, that person must be kept in the service of the owner for that period, what value it has got. For that period he must be kept. They searched and they found it in there. So this was not that they stole. And it was not that they were accused. They were suspects of this, and it was found. So this is called hila. Hila is not the work of us at all. That is of very, very proficient muftis and people Allah fearing. But today we mustn't try and make anything which is halal haram, or which is haram halal. We have got no right to do that. This is the work of those people who have drunk deep in the knowledge of deen. Today, how many of us, we can't, our makharij, our pronunciation of alphabets is not correct. We don't know one rule of Arabic grammar, but we carry on like muftis. And we give advice to ulama, and we want to tell the ulama, we want to make nasihat to them. This is the height of insolence and stupidity. So yeah, Allah showed him a hila, that now his wife was not guilty of anything wrong, and he had taken a qasam on the other side. So how to come out of it? Allah Ta'ala says, take this one stick which has got 100 thorns on it, fadrib bihi, and hit her with this just one shot, a light shot. So in this way you will have done your 100 lashes you would have done. This is the hila also which Allah Ta'ala taught. وَلَا تَحْنَتْ or قَسَمْ مِنْ جُوتَ نَهُ. And your qasam also, you are not false, you have fulfilled your qasam also. So there are great details of this hila which are written in the kitabs of fiqh and which the mufti study. That is not our cup of tea, and we should not fall in this, because many people make hera-peri, and they change rules of Shariat, and they try and justify themselves. This is totally haram, and it is not jais for them in any way whatsoever. Inna wajadnahu sabira, humne usko paya jhelne wala. We found him to be one that makes a lot of sabr, and we love the quality of sabr that Allah declares, inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Those who make sabr, Allah is with those people. Na'mal abd, what a good banda of ours. How we love him, how he passed the stairs so wonderfully. He made sabr for 18, 19 years on his illness. But when his iman got tested, that is when he quickly jumped and he asked for Allah for his help. Innahu awwab, tahqiq wo hai rujoo rehne wala. He is one that turns to us. We also in all conditions, in good conditions, turn to Allah. Difficult conditions, turn to Allah. Allah loves that person. Temptations come, become very aware and very alert about it. Turn to Allah, and Allah will raise you higher than you can ever dream or think of also. May Allah let us realize these valuable points and bring them in our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana.